had to go through some of this in order to have a testimony. We've had to been bound by situations and failures and things that we're not proud of to have a testimony. And when we let God's blood cover us and God's love cover us, and we enact the plan of salvation, and we begin to repent of our sins, saying, God, forgive me. God, wash me. God, cleanse me. Oh, look at there. Now you can lift that hand up. And look at here. Now you can lift that hand up. And you're starting to get your praise on. You're starting to have a relationship with God. And then, you know, spiritually things begin to, I don't want to use a knife to kind of break this open because I might poke you, but spiritually our eyes, hang on, I got this. Here we go. Spiritually, we begin to be able to see. Now, would you make a lap around there for me, please? Make it quickly. Look at there. Now he can go. And the things that once had him tied up and had, you know, all it takes, think about this. I don't have children, but I deal with children every week. All it takes is let your little Johnny or Susie get messed up in a situation at school or out in the community. And all of your attention is now focused on little Johnny and little Susie in that situation. Oh, yeah. You'll miss church. You'll miss Bible study. You'll miss everything. What has the devil just done? He just blinded you. He's got your attention. He just tied you. And there's stuff that happens that we have to take care of. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying don't let the devil distract you to the point that you lose focus of the real main reason we're here. Why? Because you have one soul. You have one soul. What are you going to do with that one soul? Now, you've been wise with your money. You've been wise with your career. You've been wise with your vehicle and your house purchase and your retirement purchase. But what are you going to do with that one soul? Only what's done for Christ will last. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only what's done for Christ will last. I'm asking you in 2014, let Jesus Christ take the ropes and the chains off of your life, off of your family. Let Jesus take the blinders off of us and let us be awake to the reality of the things that are going on around us. More Bible prophecies are coming to pass every day, right now, as we speak, than has ever happened before. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. I'm not here to scare anybody, but I'm here to tell you, you have one soul, and what you do with it in 2014 matters. It matters. I want the anointing of the Holy Ghost to flow over us in the name of Jesus. History tells us of a man by the name of Robert Robertson. Anybody ever meet a Robert? Not connected to Duck Dynasty and Phil Roberts and all of it. No. This is Robert Roberts. Anybody ever heard of him? No, I didn't think so. He had been saved out of a world that was going down. He was and found his way to Jesus through the ministry of George Whitefield in England. Shortly after that, at the age of 23 years of age, Mr. Robinson wrote the hymn, Come Thou Fount. F-O-U-N-T, how do you say that? Fount. Come Thou Fount. Of every blessing, streams of mercy, never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. What a song. What a testimony. Sadly, Mr. Robinson wandered from those streams of mercy like the prodigal son did. He journeyed into the distant country. One day he was traveling by stagecoach, and sitting beside him was a young woman, and she was reading her book, and she ran across a verse that was very beautiful, and she asked him what he thought of it. Call for songs of loudest praise. prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Without her realizing who she was talking to, she burst into tears and began to cry. He told her, Madam, I am the man that wrote that hymn, and I would give anything, anything, to be able to be back and to feel God like I once did. Don't leave God. Don't let the presence of God go. Let's get serious about living for God this year. Let's get serious about our relationship with God this year. I talked to some folks yesterday and told them I've been missing them, want to see them, been praying for them. The devil has been binding them and blinding them and making them go round and round in circles. They're confused, they're hurt, they're scared, making decisions that they shouldn't make by themselves. They should make it with the Word of God and the kingdom of God. James 5:19, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. One soul, blind, bound, and round and round. What's got you blind? What's got you bound? What's making you go round and round? Matthew 18:12. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray? Doth he not leave the 99, goeth after into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? I thank God for a church and for a pastor that I know pray for me. I thank God for a church and a group of men and women who, if something happens or goes on, they begin, hey, buddy, we're praying for you. Hope you're doing well. Want to see you. That's called relationship. Hey, we're in this together. I want to make it. I want to make it. I want to make it to heaven. I want to make it to heaven. I want to make it. I want this one soul that is trapped in this mortal, ugly body of mine. I want to make it. And one day I'm going to be free of this old body. And I'm going to be somewhere else. And I'm going to see Jesus. And I can't wait for that day. One day. One day. He is coming back. The Bible says that every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Don't allow the devil to blind you, to bind you, or to make you go round and around anymore. This is going to be our year. This is going to be your year. Stand to your feet this morning with me. Point at yourself and say, this is going to be my year. This is going to be my year. Tell the devil, devil, get behind me in the name of Jesus. You're not going to lead me around anymore. You're not going to blind me anymore. You're not going to confuse my family anymore. Leave my children alone in the name of Jesus. Leave my mama and my daddy and my sister and my aunt and my uncle and my brother alone in the name of Jesus. Take authority for yourself. Make a choice to take a stand for Jesus Christ in 2014. Folks, this is going to be a great year. We're going to be victorious this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if the devil has come in, if the devil has come in like a thief in the night and he has taken back ground from you and he's stolen your joy and your testimony, you can get it back. You can get it back. Yes, you can. You can get it back. You know, at the very beginning of the church, they were looking at the church like, man, these people are crazy. What's wrong with them? They're drunk. They're nuts. And old Peter stands up, oh, these aren't drunk as you suppose. And he went on to preach the message, the plan of salvation. And they asked him, what must I do? What must we do? And he said, repent. Be baptized. In the name of Jesus for the remission, the wiping away, the blotting out, the no elephant memory, the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want God's presence and power in me. I want that comfort. I want that guide. I want to make it. I want to do whatever it takes. I'm thankful for a church and for a pastor. I've told him this in private, and I'll tell it in front of you. If he ever sees anything, because he's the watchman of the wall. I'm his associate, but he's the head. He's the lead. And I'm submitted to his authority. Hear that. I'm submitted to pastor's authority. I honor and respect him. But if he just sees something, it don't have to be wrong. It's not a sin. It's not going to put me in hell. But if he sees where it's leading me and my nature, and he just says, hey, Brother Chris, I'd appreciate if you wouldn't do that. I'm worried about you. He don't even have to say nothing. He can just go. And that means watch out. I'm submitted to that authority. And I trust him. And I trust that God is leading him on my behalf. Because I want to make it. I want to make it. I don't want to be blind. I don't want to be bound. I don't want to go around in circles worried about the same situation. Living in a rat race, the same bill, the same issue, the same problem. I want to be victorious. I want to lay down everything and just say, God, here I am. God, I'm offering up my soul to you and my heart. If there's anything that would stand in my way, would you ask him that right now? Just close your eyes and ask him, Lord, if there's anything that's hindering me, God, open my eyes, open my spiritual eyes to you. Come on, that's it. Cry out to him this morning. God, if there's anything that's got me bound, got me tied up, and I'm confused, and I'm just wandering around in a circle, God, of life. Lord, I want to have a purpose. I want to have a function. I want to have a destination. I want to make it to heaven. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, you take control of my life. Forgive me, Lord, for anything and everything I've ever said, anything I've ever spoken, any thought I've ever thought. Wash me in your blood. Ask him, Lord, forgive me. I want to be free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want that gift. I want that comfort. Come on, just reach over to your neighbor right now. Take their hand and lift it up and just begin to pray with them. Lord, touch my brother. Touch my sister. Touch my husband, my wife. Touch my family, God. Touch my church right now, God. We want to be victorious in 2014. We want to take back ground that the devil has stolen from us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Wash us, Lord. Direct us, God. Give us wisdom and understanding of your word, oh God. Oh God, let your anointing flow over our lives. Let your anointing flow over our families, God. Let everybody that was invited this very week, presence. Let them be drawn to this church, Lord. Let us be a lighthouse on a hill that people can see hope and people can see victory in life and communication and relationship here, God. Lord, we want to grow in your word. We want to grow in our understanding of who you are. I'm not letting this moment pass me by.
I won't go back.
I'm not going back.
Can't go back to the way it used
in the name
to be
of Jesus.
Before your presence came and changed me.
Oh God, we worship you. We worship you.
I won't go back. Can't go back to the way.
anybody here tired of being blind? Are you tired of being bound? Are you tired of going around and around in a circle? Every time you turn around, it's the same old issue. It's the same old problem. You're getting mad about the same old thing. Your emotions get the best of you. Your family gets the best of you. Your job gets the best of you. Why don't you try Jesus this year? Why don't you just sell out to the Word of God this year? Why don't you let God direct you this year? None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all do things we shouldn't. But we are covered by the blood. And we have His mercy and His grace and His relationship. But it takes choice. It takes choice. It takes choice. Just as you chose to be here this morning, choose to live for God. You can also choose not to. Some people like being tied up. Some people like being blind. I know after today that Brother Kevin does not like being blind or tied up on his cell phone. We gotta get serious about living for Jesus. We gotta get serious again about our worship and about our prayer. Relationship with God. Yes, we have responsibilities. Yes, we have things we like to do and want to do. But don't leave Jesus out. Don't leave Jesus out. Let Jesus be the center of your life. Make Him the center of your life. And let everything else go around that. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we love You today. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You for Your power. Thank You, Lord, for 2014. Lord, we want to be freed. We want to be where we can see. We don't want to go around and around. Lord, we want to be productive for the kingdom of God this year. Lord, I'm asking You for brand new hungry souls that are interested in investing in Your kingdom, in relationship with You. Touch each and every person here today, every family, Lord. Bless our home. Let Your anointing touch and cover. In the name of Jesus we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, He is Alpha, Omega, beginning, end. He's all of that stuff. But you know what? He's my friend. And He's your friend. And just begin to talk to Him like that. Lord, I worship You. I praise You. I promise You, He won't leave you or forsake you. Be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Are you glad that you're here? Hallelujah. 2014 is going to be a great year. Amen, 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 amen. And when hurting, blind, bound people come in, we're just going to love them. We're just going to help them. We're going to help untie them. Amen. Amen. God is so good. Tuesday night, 7:30, Gravity, 7:30 Life Application Bible Study. The bonfire will be this Friday night. We will have hot dogs. We, hallelujah. I got oranges. So everybody grab some oranges. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So get you some oranges or some bags out there beside it. We are looking forward to a wonderful year. Invite somebody to the house of the Lord this week. Amen. Praise God. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Anything else, Pastor? Okay. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, I'm free. I am free. Hallelujah.